Hello, and welcome to the American Marketing Association's Marketing Power Podcast on co-branding opportunities for today's nonprofit organizations. I'm your host, Nancy Picala, Director of Online Content for the AMA. We're very excited to welcome our special guest for today's program, Frank Sanchez, Jr., who is Vice President of Sports, Entertainment, and Alumni Development for the Boys and Girls Club of America. The BGCA is a participant in this year's inaugural AMA Foundation Senior Nonprofit Marketer Summit to be held October 10th prior to the AMA-AMAF Nonprofit Marketing Conference. The summit is an exclusive gathering of 18 senior marketing executives in the nonprofit sector. Their conversations will culminate in a white paper offering insights for how to survive and thrive during times of change. Mr. Sanchez is a member of the Nonprofit Marketing Conference Planning Committee, and you can find more information about these two events at marketingpower.com/nonprofit. Frank is a 41-year veteran of the Boys and Girls Club movement with more than 25 years of professional experience. His responsibilities are to ensure that the BGCA is exceeding the expectations and outcomes of its many corporate partners, including the NBA, MLB, and the NFL. In addition, Frank manages the BGCA celebrity and alumni relationships, highlighted by the BGCA Annual Alumni Hall of Fame induction and the BGCA National Conference. He's considered a national expert in the area of youth gangs, and he was invited to sit on former President Clinton's Task Force on School Violence and Mrs. Clinton's Task Force on Advancing Education in the Hispanic Community. Frank, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for being with us today.
It's a pleasure. It's a great pleasure.
Thank you. Frank, first we'd like to start out by sharing with us just how it is that you are a 41-year veteran of the BGCA. Can you share with us some details on that?
Yeah, I tried to remove that from my bio. It actually gives away my age. I grew up in the Boys and Girls Club movement at the age of 6 years old in the South Bronx, Kips Bay Boys and Girls Club. And my mother, during a very tough time in the South Bronx, they built the Boys and Girls Club, and she invested a quarter, it's been a life's journey ever since. So when I say 41 years, it's including my years as a kid at the Boys Club at that time, my life experiences have all been a great foundation has been what I learned at the Boys Club when I was a young man, young boy, and it's pretty much been the only job I've had my whole professional life.
That's great. I mean, that's really fantastic. Then obviously you know quite a bit about not only the BGCA, but also nonprofits and how they operate as well. Today we're talking a little bit about co-branding and partnerships that nonprofits can pursue with for-profits and corporations. And to that end, Frank, I was wondering if you could tell me, what steps should a nonprofit take prior to meeting with prospective partners and even before thinking about whether they want to go down this partnership road?
Well, first, this step is probably the most important step in the journey of partnering with a corporation. And you want to do your research on the corporation and find out what their values are, what they believe in, who is on their board, and if any of their board members or any of their leadership has had some experiences with your organization. But most important, to find out that the values of the organization and the products that they represent your brand and represent your what your values are. So you really want to have a relationship that is built on win-win, the fact that both your values are the same and you have similar goals. They don't have to exactly match up, but there has to be some connection points so that the passion of the relationship is built on both of your value propositions.
Great, and kind of dovetailing on that, you started talking a little bit about identifying potential partners. Can you talk a little bit more about how you really go about then defining partnerships, maybe that would be the short list of partners that would be a good fit for your organization, and what some of the criteria are that nonprofits should consider when they're doing that? You talked about having sort of shared missions. Are there other things that nonprofits should consider when contemplating a partnership with a for-profit?
Absolutely. I think there's a couple of questions there, and defining a successful partnership for Boys and Girls Clubs of America is a partnership where both parties win, both parties have their expectations met, and in many cases, in my position, their expectations exceeded. And so what we want to do is look at a partnership where the partner can clearly state what they need from this relationship, what they have that they can add to this relationship, and what are the things that you cannot touch. And Boys and Girls Clubs of America does the same. We go through this process of here's what we need from this relationship, here's what we have to add value to it, and here's the things you can't have. And we start the relationship and the partnership off with that type of fundamental groundwork, so that as we build the partnership and we build this relationship, that is built on integrity. And I say that in that order. We're starting this partnership that will eventually turn to a relationship. And it's when the partnership turns to a relationship that all of the other added value components of the company and all the added values of the nonprofit get brought into it. And when it's built on what you can do, what you can't do, and what you want, it's built with integrity, and typically you have great success.
Right. And can you share a little bit how that translates in terms of the local level? Obviously, the BGCA is, based on numerous clubs, and I think other nonprofits may have sort of similar structures. How then does that partnership, which hopefully evolves into a relationship, how does that drill down to the local level?
Well, one of the Boys and Girls Clubs of America gets, our structure is to design corporate partnerships that benefit our local clubs. You know, we're in the business of supporting our 4,000 clubs nationwide. And so any partnership we get involved with, we are trying to create a partnership at the national level that provides value to our local clubs and has impact on kids. That's the fundamental principle. Adds value to our local clubs and brings great impact on our young people. One example of that is a relationship with UPS. It's a program called the Road Code Program, where UPS and Boys and Girls Club partner together. What was the fundamental principle? What's the value? The value is UPS, wants to make sure that young kids, that teenagers, have the capacity to drive safe. And UPS brings 100 years of tradition with hundreds of thousands of drivers who are safe drivers, and they looked at Boys and Girls Clubs that has a large number of teens that could use the relationship, that could learn the techniques of driving. And so the relationship started at the national level. We partnered together to create the relationship. And at the local level, we're connecting local UPSers with local clubs to train Boys and Girls Club teenagers on how to drive safe. And so the relationship starts at the national level. We look at the great opportunities that we can provide each other, but then we connect local UPS drivers with local clubs in their communities, and then that relationship builds even stronger. So now, with that kind of vision, we have local UPS drivers who are now not only teaching programs at clubs on how to drive safely, but also now providing leadership in marketing, providing board leadership, providing training. We can create the opportunity at the national level, but it really gets developed and cultivated at the local level when it's built on, the same value proposition. We want to help kids, we want to save kids' lives, and we want to make sure we have a great outcome.
Those are really, really good on that topic. I think the other thing is, how does a nonprofit organization who perhaps hasn't gone down this road yet or before, how do they package their organization and mission to sell their story effectively to for-profits, particularly in an environment today when, frankly, a lot of corporations and businesses are getting into that cause marketing arena, aware and potentially providing, competition to nonprofits? What will make a nonprofit attractive to them, and how does a nonprofit really package themselves to be a good candidate for a partner?
Well, we're fortunate at Boys and Girls Clubs of America to have 104 years of experiences, millions and millions of young people who have gone through the program that we have had an impact on. But a starting nonprofit or a nonprofit that wants to get into this arena, you really have to package all your assets. What are your assets as a nonprofit? What are your PR assets? What are your alumni assets? What are your celebrity assets? What are your social networking assets? What are your website assets? And you want to package all those assets that you have so that when you go to a corporation, you could share with them the value that they're going to get partnering with you. And you know, the value you know, is different for each partnership. Ultimately, we want, both partners want to change young people's lives, relevant to Boys and Girls Club, and help kids. But, you know, everybody has a purpose in this relationship. PR people want to see if their brand are going to get out there. Social networking people want to see if there's opportunities to Facebook and Twitter about the opportunity. So you have to package all of your assets as an organization and be able to present that to a corporation and share with them that partnering with you is good for their business. It's good for their business and their bottom line to partner with you, and here's how you're going to help move their bottom line. If every relationship that we have, we try to look at how we're going to move the bottom line on our partners, with our partner. And when we go into that and they're able to see the assets that we're able to bring to the table, they can make a good decision on, yeah, this relationship is not only good for kids, but it's good for business.
But that's a really excellent point. And I think, obviously for marketers, part of it being good business is also being a good branding opportunity for the organizations, both from the for-profit side and the nonprofit. And I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about what steps should be taken to ensure that the branding message is effective and a win-win for both organizations. And can you address how the marketing and branding efforts usually work around programs like this?
I'm sorry, I lost the last part of your question.
I was just saying, so based on this branding need, can you address how the marketing and branding effort really works around these partnerships when there's two organizations involved, both from the for-profit and nonprofit side?
Yeah. Actually, that's a great question. Often in the initial phases of partnering, the partnership starts, the evolution of the partnership starts at the RD side of the house. It starts with, you know, the fundraising side, whether it's the foundation or the corporate side, and many times it's the marketing side, that door you come into. But the branding side of it is critically important. You know, the Cone Report shows and has stated that, you know, consumers would rather spend their money on a company that is doing good things in the community. And there's a couple of important messages there. Is your nonprofit doing good things in the community? And if you can articulate that and your brand shares that message, then the corporation sees an additional value to partnering with you. And that's when they want to put their brand associated with yours, because you are doing something good in the community. People know about it, which means that if they align their brand with yours, people feel good about that company and are more likely to spend their dollars with that company. So aligning brands are critically important, but as a nonprofit, you have to make sure that your brand is doing what it says it does, that it's providing value to the community or whatever focus you have, and that value is relevant to the corporate partner that you're bringing to the table.
Great. And just one last question, Frank. So based on all of this information, providing that, you know, you're engaged as a partner, being a good partner, what kind of metrics does a nonprofit look at to determine whether this partnership is valuable, what's the ROI on it, and also is there any one lesson learned that you can share with nonprofits having gone through all the experience that you've gone through?
Yeah, another great question, and that is a nonprofit has to have the infrastructure to manage corporate accounts and corporate relationships. They don't reside, you know, they often, again, are developed, and then they have to be managed and executed on. And when you're working with a corporation, the execution is critical. So for Boys and Girls Clubs of America, and even for other nonprofits, you have to have an infrastructure to manage that. And for us, we've created what we have is our account directors. All of our corporate accounts are started at the fundraising level and then managed and executed within our shop with our account directors. And our account directors are the team that facilitates the outcomes of what those deliverables are. So whenever you're bringing on a corporate account, you have to have the team that allows that corporate account to be successful within your organization and with the partnering organization, because there are a set of deliverables that have to be accomplished, but often those deliverables expand within the body of the contract or within the year. So you have to have the infrastructure to manage corporate accounts and make sure that the outcomes are met. Within that, we develop, you know, a contract with the partnership, but also we have a deliverable statement, and we have all of our deliverables are on a document, and we meet internally as a nonprofit with all the stakeholders monthly so that we know we are meeting and exceeding the opportunity that the corporate partner has provided us. So you have to have the infrastructure, you have to have the day-to-day and monthly interactions within your team to make sure that you're succeeding. And then always for Boys and Girls Clubs of America, we have to have those relationships with our local clubs so that we can create local PR opportunities, local marketing opportunities to celebrate the success of this program, to celebrate the success of this partnership.
Really great points, Frank, and I think certainly that it seems that as nonprofits continue to look at expanding the health of their organizations, that these partnerships and co-branding opportunities will certainly play an important role.
Just one last point, and I didn't want to miss that, and that is in the era of celebrity, you know, having a strong alumni base or having a strong celebrity base helps. In the marketing of the successes and the marketing of these programs, it's important that you know, many corporations want to see who you can bring to the table, who can be a voice, a spokesperson, or a face of a relationship. And so a small nonprofit developing an alumni chapter or a celebrity outreach chapter, people who are passionate about what you're doing, will help along the journey of developing corporate partnerships. They can help you sell it, and they can help you promote the outcomes of the relationship so that the corporation gets an added value.
Absolutely. I think those are really, really important things for nonprofits to keep in mind. Thank you again for these great insights. We've been talking to Frank Sanchez, Jr. of the Boys and Girls Club of America. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for listening to this edition of our AMA podcast series. I hope it's been a good learning and listening experience for you. Look for information on other upcoming podcasts by visiting marketingpower.com/podcast, and make sure you sign up for our feed on Marketing Power so you're aware of all of our podcast series available to you. And to learn more about the AMA-AMAF 2010 Nonprofit Marketing Conference and the AMAF Senior Nonprofit Marketer Summit, please visit marketingpower.com/nonprofit. Until next time, I've been your host, Nancy Piccalo. Thank you for joining us.